Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? It's my first Monday. This is Miss Unbelievable. It's here to get you in the mood, in the groove. Starting this week off right, nice and tight. We gonna, you know, get some new music in, some who's bumping who, who's getting fat, what you did this weekend, all that coming up tonight. But for now, here's Janet Jackson, Made for Now. There is Monday. Hey now.
Janet Jackson, I'm coming. Stop.
Break. I can live it for the moment.
Go.
Feeling. I go up, wake up, and date for now, not too long, baby.
We live. Monster is Monday. Hello, hello.
It's Monsterous Monday. It's Monster. I'm coming here all soft. Monsterous Monday. Trying to be all cute and shit. Monsterous Monday. It's 420. Y'all better be wrapped up. I know some of y'all's on super chill mode right now, but no. No, it's Monsterous Monday. Get your asses up. Let's go ahead and get this week going. What we on, Miss Unbelievable.
Besides 420, you know, we is on who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We on, of course, 420. What's your 420 been like? And, yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. So, let's see. I ain't got nothing special. No motherfucking smoking music. You know what I mean? No Cheech and Chong music. I ain't got nothing special for y'all. But y'all can call me Smoking Bin Laden tonight. Smoking Laden. That's what y'all gonna call me now. Smoking Laden.
Smoking Laden.
Because I'm over here with the bomb bomb. Boom! That was corny as hell. But anyway.
A little bit.
She said just a little bit. All right, I mean, shit, tell us your 420 stories during the quarantine. I mean, is y'all smoking? What you got going on? Are you even celebrating? You dig? Are you offended by 420? I don't know. hit us up, 563-999-3411. Don't forget, today's show has been brought to you by the book author, Solomy Speaks. You can go to solomyspeaks.com, check out the book. When you support the book, you support the show. Also, Monster U.S. Apparel, Elite Sway Management, and Picasso Painting. So, with that being said, let's see. Did you already say who we had on the chat block?
I did not. On the chat block tonight is YG, Russia, Jim Jones, Takashi, and Okele Ogun.
Okay. That's what's up. All right, what we looking at for music wise? I know you the DJ tonight. I got called into work at about a bitch while y'all chilling. I gotta go get this money. I ain't mad though. So what we on the music tip tonight?
You know, I got a little bit of old school, and you know, just having some fun tonight. It's kind of laid back. You know, I ain't trying to kill nobody. You know, vibe. I know, you know, some people when they smoke, it's like, let me hear some, you know, laid back too music. So that's what I got.
All right. Well, I got a request then. Request then. I'm going to let you go ahead and find it. I want to hear that DJ Quick tonight.
DJ Quick. Okay.
That's my 420 request.
That's your 420 request.
DJ Quick tonight. Yeah. Now, that's what, as a matter of fact, talking about DJ Quick and music, I'm surprised he ain't got no new album coming out. Let's see who all came out with a new album. All the old school dudes is jumping. Ice Cube jumping back out. Let's see who all. A lot of the old school dudes are jumping back out. I thought for sure he would pop out with one. So all right, you got that. If it's Cube, go ahead and start running that. Show y'all what it is tonight. You dig? But you got to say the words, y'all. If you know them, say them. If you don't, ask your mama to rap it for you. I'm just saying, your mama going to be in the car or in the house in the other room like karaoke. I'm telling you, watch. Put it on. Let her come in the room. She going to be talking about some dum dum. Hey! Tonight, doing that little dance with her little booty you don't like. Yeah, that one. The one that caught your daddy. That one. So, all right. If it's ready to go, let's go ahead and run that. Tonight, Monsterous Monday on 420.
Here we go.
Just a stubborn kind of fella with a head like a brick. And just because I drink the A, they say that I'm hopeless.
but I don't give a fuck, so blame it on the locals. Now this is how we do it when we check in a grip. Teddy bears in the house, so don't even trip. We're busting funky compositions, as smooth as a prism. So check it while I kick it to this funky ass rhythm. It's Friday morning, the phone is ringing off the hook, and AMG is in the deer reviewing rhymes in his notebook. Or should I say dope sack, because we don't bust whack. I pick up the phone and it's the D.
What's up, nigga?
He said he's coming down at about 2 on the dot, so I'm about to rest the tub while my water's still hot. And now I'm soaking, a brother like the devastating DJ Quick ain't joking. Fuck with me on DSP and you'll get broken. My name is Quick, but you can call me Daddy. Yo, open up the door, just take a Freakman in the caddy. Now Freaky's in the L, dog, and Shabby's in the L, go, and everybody's sipping on the quote.
Here we go.
D just came with a 40 and a cross, in addition to the 3 that Greedy just bought. But I don't want to start early, so I just might put my 40 in the freezer, because I want to get bit. Yeah.
DJ Quick, you know what I'm saying?
some ones and twos.
Making
you know
it
we
happen.
Are. You know we are. You know it. So, all right.
All right. So, yeah. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay. I got this other song. I'm about to play it. Anything you want to say before the song? Come on, about 4:20, because you know it's a slow night. I mean,
if you don't just run that song,
run that song.
How you gonna say you want to say something before the next song? Yeah. Don't forget quarantine. Puff puff. No pass. One man. One blunt. One love. Run that. What do you think? I'm going to go forever?
How do you want it? How do you feel? Coming up as a nigga in the cash game, living in the fast lane. I'm for real. How do you want it? How do you feel?
The wheel with four screens. Break them whole proper, cutting corners on them choppers. Diving in a pit, GGK all in my dick. Watching for them loud, creeping crawl on my stick. We don't play no games in the boulevard bump. Marinate the chrome, trying to turn it into song. Breaking down the dirt, keep the dollar cobra good. Kicking with them holding fuck, but never talk too much. Our diamonds still shine. Press against the wheel. Still showing grill, motherfuck how they feel. Motherfuck what they think if they ain't breaking bank. I'm balling in the paint while you barely feel your tank. I'm buying out the ball while you babysit your drink. Your bitch trying to book, she just saying that she ain't. Keep off in the bill, told her jump on it. Feel her like a corner, tell me how you want it. Bitch.
How do you want it? How do you feel? Coming up.
Diamonds on my neck, got me looking fancy. Big wheels on the truck, got these bitches dizzy. Throwing money in the club, they can blow the bitch.
Okay,
bank $20,000 off a tournament.
I did,
said I'm nigga love, and it's going live. So much money, IRS wanna come and get me.
We know,
we ain't nigga.
How do you want it? How do you feel? Coming up as a nigga in the cash game, living in the fast lane, I'm for real.
Money don't make the man. Either way, I'm riding something they barely can understand. I was one of 50 niggas that made it without a plan. Get money by my lonely they capping to get the scan. From them people, all them jackers, fuck them, I never ran. They don't want the problems, I get a body for about a grand. Every morning I wake up, I'm a hustler over everything. Living fast, truth earned heart, I'm talking every lane. Women, different cultures and colors, I'm talking every frame. Niggas ain't no levels, I'm reaching, I'm speaking heavy things. Change is always good, I think it change about the hood. A bunch of change around my neck, I won't exchange it. If I could introduce diamonds to the wood in this dropper, I'm riding swingers. Where's the pet back in the day? It was chopper. I'm from New York. I'm an 8-time veteran. Ain't nobody better than Candy, but I'm pulling back to Jack because I'm a weatherman.
How do you want it? How do you feel? Coming up as a nigga in the cash game, living in the fast lane, I'm for real. How do you want it? How do you feel? Coming up. Yeah.
How do you want 420. It? How do you feel?
Hey, so you know, if you can, I don't know what level that was on, but on the next one, try to bring it down just a little bit. It was just a little loud, Came out just a little distorted.
Okay, it's kind of like doing it afterwards.
It's all good. I know you litty lit over there right now. You know what I mean? Learning the board. You over there litty lit on 420. litty lit 420.
Yeah.
You got this. But I looks like we got Jazzy over there. I'm not running the board no more. I know I took over for a hot second. You got it.
You got it? Okay. So, you good?
Huh?
We about to get into who's jumping, who's getting fat for tonight. So did you hear about Florida opening up their beaches?
Yep. I hear about all over the nation they on protest about opening shit back. But what's going? Let the people know what's going on with the beach.
Well, you know, Florida, they flocked to the beaches. They reopened them. And do you know, 58 deaths from that one day of opening was the highest daily toll the pandemic started to begin. So they wanted to get out and kick it. But within hours, they had deaths. People not just sick, not just oh, you have the coronavirus. Oh no, we had deaths. With that, they're saying you gotta close the bed down. But of course, he said it's gonna stay open from 6 a.m. to noon, so people can get some physical activity. He's not worried about the sight. He's not worried about the deaths that came across this nice little state. He said people need some outdoor entertainment. And South Carolina announced that they will be opening up their beaches, but the governor of Minnesota said, hell to the no-no. He's not opening up beaches. He'll do the golf courses. He'll do the gun ranges that will cause people to be spacious, but he will not do the beaches because the coronavirus stays in the water.
Okay, so they're not doing the beaches and stuff because of the water. Okay.
And how many people be on there at one time.
Right. So now when they said that 58 deaths now, are they trying to say, or are they insinuating that those 50 deaths came from just that one day of the beach being open? So they're saying those deaths came directly from the result of that beach being open, and those people came from that beach. That's what they're saying?
That's what they're saying. They say 1,400 new cases has popped up, too. So 59 deaths and then 1,400 new cases overnight. Are you kidding me?
That sounds a little different. That would have to say that the strand has progressed to something else. And please, people out there, please check your sources. But to say that they went to the beach in the morning and now by the nighttime they dead, or within 24 hours they dead, that don't even sound like none of the other coronavirus that's been going on.
Right.
People catching is taking time because it's got to hit your respiratory system. So you're telling me they went to the beach in the morning and the shit progressed through their whole system and respiratory system and shut them down and made their body invalid within 24 hours?
But then we don't know who's going on the beach, who has it, who has the virus, and they're still going out there, you know, to say, I want to infect everybody because I know I got it. You know, there is assholes out there like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know, you know, who the 59 people were, or if that's even valid. You know, that's what they were just saying. But just think about it. When you have over 1,600 people who got new cases, so they're saying this stuff is real. Like, what are we doing?
And they're saying 1,600 people, they knew. See, this is the part they give me. I'm just asking. I'm just you know, giving people something to talk about, something to think about, mm-hmm. you know, because no, we're not here just to bring entertainment news. We're trying to help you stimulate your mind. But, okay, so they're saying 16 out of all those people that went, 1,600 of them didn't have corona in them. You understand what I'm saying by them saying this? They're saying 1,600 people didn't have coronavirus in the morning, went to the beach, hit the beach, and but came home with it. That fast? They can test it that fast?
And no, tell I don't that's think where they can it came test from that fast.
You see what I'm saying? Did they even have 1,600 test kits? Did they even have 1,600 test kits? Or just the beach? For the people at the beach? What about all the other? Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. You know how we do. We don't just accept anything. You're going to have to come up with a little more proof. You know, I'm 50-50. You're going to have to show me something.
Because, see, you're saying, okay, I want to. You would to believe that if you open up the beaches, this is what your outcome is going to be, because you already know that they're not in the 6 feet or what the social distancing. I think they're trying to say is that this could happen, like maybe not to that extent, but they're saying if you go out there, the possibility of you being exposed at a higher rate, if you're out there in droves on a beach, that can happen. Now, did it happen overnight? No. But common sense would tell you, if you are on a packed beach and you don't see everyone in their masks or gloves or whatever, because you don't know if you have it or if you don't.
Right. I'm surprised they don't make the new thing on the beach, the new fashion trend. You dig? Scuba. I'm going to invest in a scuba company because everybody going to walk around. Anybody trying to walk on no goddamn beach with no mask, all hot shit, smelling your own stank breath from the hot dog and onions you don't got from the Kool-Aid stand. They're going to be walking around with scuba face on. Watch. Everybody going to have a little scuba thing. And, you know, scuba ain't just the snorkel no more. No, scuba got a whole face. When I was in Cancun, they got a whole scuba face. Like snorkeling? Yeah, like a whole little, I shouldn't say scuba because that's a little different. But same thing, if you got money, you're going to have scuba. If you're not, you're going to have, you're going to have snorkeling. All those low-budget motherfuckers, we have snorkel faces on, and the rich motherfuckers will be walking around with scuba. Hey, baby. Blue, 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 blue. My bad. For them to come out and say, like, it hit like that, it's just crazy. Like you said, the governor, yes, of Minnesota, yes, he is saying, pretty much, fuck your hot girl summer. I'm shutting this shit down. The only thing that gets me, though, is, but I guess it's a little different, but shit, I was driving yesterday, and I seen a whole gang of motherfuckers on the golf course. Boop, boop, they opened that shit up. Nobody had no mask. Ain't nobody 6 feet apart. Whole gangs of motherfuckers out there. But I ain't said shit to nobody. I kept driving.
He opened up some arenas. He opened up, maybe hunting or some range.
Mm-hmm.
So he opened up a few things.
Sound like some private sector
now,
shit.
To me, I'm not trying to, be disrespectful or nothing, but those weren't African-American things that he opened up. Those weren't for us. They weren't geared to us. I know some people do golf, as African American, and I know some people hunt. That wasn't some of the things that entertained us. So they still haven't opened up the things that entertains us. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does open up next. He said now, as far as the parks and sports and different things, he goes, he doesn't know if he'll ever open those back up because of the contact with the physical contact with the ball. And maybe tennis may open up because there's not that much contact with tennis. But like with football, basketball, I don't know that much unless they're going to wipe down, unless everybody has their own bat. Maybe baseball. He's not trying to say that sports is going to be high on his list, and he doesn't know if it'll ever look the same. So, I mean, he keeps it 100. I like our governor. He keeps it 100. It's in our face, whether you like it or you don't. He talk about you can protest all you want. He don't care. He's still going to do what's right. So, yeah. He can care less of how you feel about it.
Right, right. But see, my whole thing is like this. Like, this is the part I be getting. Like, I knew it was going to change when, let's keep it 100, when white folks start losing money, shit changes. Let's keep it. Mm-hmm. I know some of y'all are like, why you got to say it? Let's just keep it 100. Let's not play sugarcoat shit. Good example. The whole thing with the member in Minnesota, we used to have the whole street light. You run the light, the motherfucking camera take a picture of you.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Street light
yeah.
thing? You notice the motherfuckers out in the surrounding suburbs, Minnetonka, Edina, Eden Prairie, the motherfuckers that got money, they shut that shit down. No, we're not going
mm-hmm.
for that. They got their lawyers together, jumped in and said, you cannot persecute somebody and you can't identify exactly who was driving the vehicle. And you can't just put it on the vehicle just to be putting it on the vehicle. That's illegal. Down. You dig? Stop
mm-hmm.
playing with other people's
mm-hmm.
money. They come in, now they're doing the protests. You dig? You seen the whole thing what happened with the Easter. How come they not fucking with everybody else? I'm just
mm-hmm.
saying. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, you know, I'm a quit. I'm a quit. I don't think y'all ready for my discussion tonight. I'm a quit.
Oh, we ready.
I don't think y'all ready
because
for my discussion
you know what?
Tonight.
Oh, we ready, because this is Monster is Monday, and we're here to inform. We're here to let them know, you know, how things is going down and what things is going on. And if they're not
mm-hmm.
paying a close attention, then they'll be, you know, they'll fall for anything and accept anything. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
with that, and then there's what's going on around us. So even though we're dealing with this COVID-19, there's still stuff that's going on. Right?
Yep.
Case in point. And then we'll go on a music break. But case in point, Russia intercepts U.S. Navy aircraft over Mediterranean Sea. Y'all hear me? See, as we are dealing with all of that, a Russian fighter aircraft approaches a U.S. Navy aircraft over the Mediterranean Sea. Both governments confirmed while offering different accounts of the incident. So they're saying that the Russian aircraft flew in unsafe and unprofessional manner while there was a patrol by the U.S. Navy. The U.S. Navy said the second time in 4 days that a Russian pilot made unsafe maneuvers while intercepting U.S. aircraft. And if you watch, you can see the aircraft go real close, like super close. The Russian pilots are inconsistent with good airmanship and international flight rules, jeopardizing the safety of both aircraft, the U.S. Navy says. While the Russian aircraft was operating international airspace, this intentional and irresponsible way of flying was unsafe, and it could cause some incidents. The U.S. has in the past accused Russia of similar unsafe interceptions of U.S. surveillance of the aircraft. U.S. Navy and Russia jet performed a high-speed intervert maneuver in front of a U.S. aircraft doing an unsafe interception over the Mediterranean Sea as well. So there's a lot of stuff going over on the Mediterranean Sea with Russia and the United States. So just because we see COVID-19 taking over the world, they over their
clown. Distractions. Yes, just like there was another thing, I had brought this up before when I was like, basically I had seen some stuff because, you know, I watch global news. I don't just watch American news. I just don't watch local. I watch global news. There was some incidents where I can't remember the exact place that it happened, but over there, overseas, North Africa, Middle Eastern, somewhere over there, there was America was involved with some missile attacks over there. They shot them off of a truck, like a pickup truck, like a fucking Toyota type shit. that had built some motherfucking shit, had like fucking 50, 60 missile launchers, or a capability of firing 50, 60 missiles, Scud missiles. Some, I don't know if they, I can't remember exactly the missiles. It was some weeks ago. Probably should get the information for y'all again. But yeah, so yeah, we may be at war, and we don't, us, the normal American person, don't really even know it. We got shit going on, and we over here worried about the COVID. We not even looking. Like you said, we got, now that's big. Now, Russia ain't nobody to play with. They've never been a joke.
No.
Just like China. None of these people never been a joke. So, yeah, we got to really be, stop looking down and washing our hands and look up.
Yes, time, you know, that the U.S., because I do believe, like, a couple weeks ago, U.S. was still fighting with Iran, didn't we, the Iran president, you know, that top official?
I don't know.
Pressing.
Right,
cause
don't forget now.
It.
Right, don't forget about that general dude we just killed.
Yeah.
Right before all this jumped off. Don't forget about that general, and then they attacked the they send retaliation to the military base that was over there. Don't forget about all that now.
Yeah, so now they're messing with the aircraft that's in the water. So there's a U.S. Navy aircraft that's in the water that they keep surrounded. Because they're messing with, so Russia's messing with them in the air, and Iran is messing with them on the water. So just know that there's stuff that is still going around, that's still going down, that they don't want us to pay attention to in the news. But of course, you know, being the news hands that we are, we just don't talk about stars. We talk about the nation as well. You know, we want you to be informed. We want you to know. We want to keep you up in the news of who's up and who's getting fat. And America and Russia and Iran, we still at war. I don't care how much Putin and President, you know, that they were supposed to be close. They not that close. You know what I'm saying? They'll turn their black. They'll turn a blind eye as well. And
let's just put it like this. You ain't, let's put it like this. Don't get it twisted. I love the culture. I respect them totally. I totally do. But if you ain't never fuck with no Russian, then you don't know what you're talking about. Russians are some straight up people. Like, I love them. Don't get me wrong. I love them because they're so straight up. Like, they don't bullshit with you. You know what I mean? Like, they don't play like that bullshit. Like, they not going to be your fake friend. Not no Russian dude. Mm-mm. Fuck no. He not going to be no fake friend. He going to tell you straight up what it is. You don't like it, you can get the fuck out. He does, he does. Get it? That's what it is.
Yeah.
You got to respect it. So don't think because Trump be talking good about Putin, Putin going to go, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's DT. T. Senior, if he asks for it, he gonna get it because, you know, I like his hotels and he's such a great guy. Hell no, Putin gonna be like, fuck you, fuck your life, fuck everything you stand for, and I'm sending some KGB motherfuckers over there right now to talk to you.
Absolutely. They're not thinking about no one but themselves. And it ain't no eye for an eye. It's we take care of ours, you take care of yours.
Yep. But see, Russians are mad ever since that whole thing with Hitler went down. So, you know, I really don't blame them why they don't trust people too much. So, you know, I get it. I didn't do it to you, bro, but I'm just saying I get it.
You understand it? Well, at least somebody understands it, because I don't.
Yeah.
But I'm about to do a music break. This is Nipsey Hussle featuring Kendrick Lamar, Dedication. What's that number, DJ Sponsor?
563-999-3411. But you got to press 1 if you're monstrous and you want to go live or just listen in private.
Here we go.
Oh, Look, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is real nigga celebration. It's a dime block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the great pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. No, he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. Like deep down inside, he know you can't fail him. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Turf on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching vapors. Grandma said I get some Jordans for my grades. That's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. Spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K, that he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4 yard living, given to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it look like hate. If it ain't congratulating, it look like what
Nip say. Hold up.
This ain't entertainment. It's four niggas on a slave ship. These soldiers to spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lock us behind gates, but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Read a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have dedication. Hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
That's what's up, that's what's up. Yes, so let's move up and move up. That is, like I said, I already know I got a thing for Tekashi, so it's like an update. But let me tell you what he's doing. Tekashi 6ix9ine is making it rain on luxury cars and bling, y'all. He was a little light. He's a little rap star following his early prison. He's spending tons of cash and getting offers for concerts. And I'm telling you, we just got to talking about this on Thursday. The rapper is throwing tons of money around on whips and blings, purchasing sleek cars, including Mercedes-Benz, Rolls Royces, Range Rovers. Tekashi's getting iced out. He just splurged on four times, including a Richard Mille watch, and dropped another $300K on a chain shaped like a shark. The judge released it, like I said, to avoid getting the kind of coronavirus. But he's given the virus. Tekashi now is on the supervised release incarceration. He's making all these lavish associates. Tekashi's still going skipping through offers despite being labeled as a snitch. He's for doing this in Saudi Arabia, Australia, Europe, and South America, offering him $500,000 for shows in 2020 and 2021. Apparently, rap can make bank overseas. Of course, 6ix9ine is under house arrest for another 3 months, so he's going to have to wait to take that stage again. And after the virus is over, throwing a party, which is going to mention his plans and his party. Tekashi's off-house arrest was extended to get permission from his probation officer to travel, but guess what? Opportunities for him are out there. Tekashi's got a daily routine at home, and he's not burning through cash. He's spending time with his wondering where the money is coming from. Remember, Tekashi scored a massive deal in October and got millions in cash thanks. So, this, you know what? I can't be mad at Tekashi, and I can't hate on him either. He's doing what anybody else could do. He's just trying to come up. And he's coming up on a come up with, you know, the money that he had before, and he's doing what he got to do. Me and DJ Imanfa were talking about all the things that he could do on Thursday, like he is doing concerts. He could do sitcoms. He could do charity, you know, about how he's a snitch. He's got a lot of stuff that he can do. And, of course, they want to see is and what music he's going to bring out and how he's going to ride this trail of being a hip-hop star, you know, coming out of the gym. And, you know, he's going to come out, and he's got his friends still that's going to support him. And so he's going to do what he got to do, just like everybody else will. Now, see, him on the other hand, he's going to do what he's going to do, but let me talk about R. Kelly. Here's an update with R. Kelly as well. R. Kelly, he says, I owe IRS $1.8 million. I can't afford to flee. Why would you say what you owe? But anyway, R. Kelly owes Uncle Sam nearly $2 million. And that's exactly why he says he will not be a fighter if he gets released from jail through the pandemic. The plaintiff's lawyer filed $7 million to the IRS. He bolstered their stance that he can't leave town if he's released. This is his second request. As first reported, you know, he said he can leave the country. He makes more than $200K this year, but that $200K is going to the IRS, so technically, he don't have that $200K. Kelly says he falls into the bottom of the group because of all the things that he can stick with. Things are getting worse behind bars just in a few days, with cases doubling, not just inmates, but staff. Two, the judge shut down his first attempt, and I'm telling you now, I tell you, the judge is going to slam down your second attempt, because now you done told the government how much you owe them, but now they're really going to keep you in there, because that's hard. You can't pay them, you're not worth anything, they can't use you. So, they're going to say, like Usher, Future, Kelly Mae, don't waste my time. Don't waste the judge's time. They're not going to let you go. So I'm about to play this LMA. Don't waste my time. And then we'll be right back. Monster is Monday, 420 edition. Let's get it. Let's go.
Y'all know what this is. My mind was changed. I'm glad you made. To the love in the end, baby, you know. In the rush, we've been running where the time goes. You wanna show me now? Cause I done had one too many dreams. And I know that you feel me the way I've been feeling you. And it's cool and true. You got a motive, and I think I like it. I know all your. Timmy, when you in it, better lay red. I know you wanna go there. about the quarter. I ain't here to play around. Ladies, if you're here with somebody and you know you want their body, go let them be your feel out.
Boy, it's about to go down. So what you're saying, come and show me now. Fellas, if you with somebody and you know you want that body, then let me hear you say
it out. Good love, no questions. Reach out and just touch me. If I have it, don't judge me. Just don't waste my time. Loving, no questions. Reach out and just touch me. If I have it, don't judge me. Just
that is what the judge is telling the R. Kelly. Not wasting my time. But you know, he's going to get out. All right, y'all. Now, Jim Jones, he's blazed with me through Kevin Hart. So, of course, I got to give it up for the 420, you know. Jim Jones is blazing up for 420. You can join his post session. Everyone's invited, including lovely guests like Fabulous, Casey, and Kevin Hart. So on Zoom, when the clock strikes 4:20 p.m. on the East Coast and West Coast, you zoom in and you smoke with them. The We Fly High rapper is hosting a smoke session with his business partner, Alex Foss, and they're excited about celebrating the 1 year of their luxury cannabis brand, Saucy Farms and Extract. So if y'all want to zoom and zoom, B-O-O-M, how they're getting down. You'll be there with some of the guests like Kevin, Jesse, Travis, Norm. By the way, Kevin's not going to be smoking, but still going to be 420. So if you ain't blazing and you just want to be there to celebrate, celebrate. But if you're blazing with your edibles, if you're blazing with your smoke, then 420 is where you want to be at. East Coast, it's no East Coast. Because it's 420, but y'all, to me, it's 420 all the way. It's 420 all around. The month of 420, yeah. It's 420 all around for me. I'm just saying. That's how I see it. So, I know my girl, Jazzy B, she's a co-host here. She makes some edibles. Yes, go on her page, Jazzy B. On Facebook, you will see the edibles. And if you're in the theater up, get those edibles because she was in on her Facebook page. I'm telling y'all. If you ain't about that edible life, don't fuck with us. But if you about that edible life, get at her. Yes, I'm promoting my girl tonight, 420, her edibles. And she say what happened all April because it's 420 all through April. So hit her up. Hit her up real quick, and guess what? They're going to be going real quick. So with that, say less. Say less. I'm trying to say, say less. The edibles. They'll get you right and tight. Yeah.
Pull up to the party. Jewels all on my body. No chick on my body. They can't tell me nothing, no.
Like, stop it. Them chicks over there not popping. Hey, we gon' order more bottles.
And they can't tell me nothing, no. Yeah.
Like, get in my face, say less. If it ain't about the money, say less. If it ain't from the click, say less. Chicks say less. Got my walls with me.
Young got the pool with me. Make the rain, got a budget on me. Lord, check, got bands on me.
Got you made me feel your body. Ain't no way I could hide it. I wanna be your top supplier. Cause I'll provide it all to you. To you, to you, to you, to you. I'll provide it all.
Pull up to the party. Juice all on my body. No chick on my body. They can't tell me nothing, no.
Like, stop it. Them chicks over there not popping. Hey, we gon' order more bottles.
And they can't tell me nothing, no. Yeah,
like, get in my face, say nothing.
Make the rain, got a budget on me. Lord, check, got bands on me.
Chucka, 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 chucka.
I will give you everything you need, babe. Anything you say. And you can have everything on me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything on me. Yeah.
On that pull up to the party, party. Choose all of my body, body. Don't stick on my body, body. They can't tell me nothing, no.
I'm on the road, I'm on the go. I'm on my way to Midtown. Packing pack with a backpack. Tell me why I'm ill now. Highest getting dollars. Watching down in Houston. Yo, what up, fam? Coming through to see what you on. Got a call up the big homie Newton Jr. I touched down at 11:30. I'm trying to find a nona. I'm feeling funky for that monkey right through Funky Town. Getting dumb by the dome. Like you fuck, I get around. All my exes living sex with O.N.E.C. I used to love it when they come to peeping times with me. I'm tightening up a frenzy when we hit the strip club. It's a red phone.
Wednesday, 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 Wednesday.